This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
I do know she was a Spanish lady, but I have no idea what her relationship was with the Lord. I didn't have time to ask her. So I ran up on this arm, and when I grabbed this arm, I said, in Isaiah 53:4, Jesus bore your pain, so you won't have to bear it. I said, in Mark chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus told me to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I said, then in Mark 11, 23, Jesus said, whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe it with my heart, I'll have it. So I said, woman, I guarantee you'll get a supernatural healing from the King. And his name is Jesus. Now then, I did everything in accordance with the Word. That takes faith to do that. But I quoted the Word on everything I said. In minutes, the woman had no pain. In minutes, no pain. She wouldn't even go to the doctor. That afternoon, I went up to the cafeteria with some people there to eat, and this woman sitting there with blisters all from right here to right here, 2 inches wide, all around her arm. Big old black and burned blisters. They looked like there's a quarter inch thick. Big old blisters. Almost everybody looked at her arm and said, and her name was Adelina. Adelina, what happened to your arm? She said, well, I burned it in the oven down there. I said, good grief, go to the doctor. Isn't it amazing? Go to the doctor. Nobody said go to Jesus. But I did. I quoted the Word. I'm a man that believes the Word. And so she wouldn't go to the doctor. She got home that night. Her husband tried to take her to the doctor, and she wouldn't go. She said, if it bothers me in the morning, I might go to the doctor. That woman don't have no faith. She don't know what it is. But the next morning when she woke up and she turned over and looked at that arm, there's not a blister, a mark, or a scar on that arm. Who showed up? Jesus showed up. Now then, what does he show up for? Faith. Did you hear any stumbling in my voice when I said, Isaiah 53:4, Jesus said he bore your pain, so you won't have to bear it. In Mark chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And in Mark 11:23, Jesus said, whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe it with your heart, you shall have whatsoever you say. Is that a powerful statement?
Yes.
And you, for a little lady that's got hot flashes, put that promise in the Word?
No more hot flashes.
Hey, now, hey, there's a girl. She's getting it. The devil's in trouble in your house, girl.
You better believe it.
See, now you get them sins repented of. Now let's show you what's going here, Matthew 17. After Jesus talks to him and said, oh, you faithless bunch. I can only imagine what the King would say to us, the church, today. Can't you? Oh, I don't want to hear it. I hate it. I hate to think about having to stand before the King one day with all these promises and as little as I've done. Ooh, I hate to even think about this. He's going to say, why didn't you do more for me while you were down there? Why didn't you do more? I guess, Lord, I just didn't have enough faith. Well, why didn't you? I give you my word. Wow. But he was kind of hard on these boys here, wasn't he? Oh, you faithless bunch. How long am I going to put up with you guys? Well, Lord, we didn't figure it's your will to heal him. He said, bring him to me. I'll heal him. So they brought the boy over there. And says, and Jesus rebuked the devil. Who?
The devil.
What was causing the little boy to be sick?
The devil.
The devil. Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples of Jesus and said, why could not we cast him out? We ought to ask that question more often. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. Unbelief is the biggest problem in the church today. Unbelief. Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and only a few things shall be impossible with you.
Oh, nothing.
Uh-oh.
Nothing.
Oh, so you got to watch these preachers. See, you got to watch us. And if you have faith
you can remove from here to yonder, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you.
Amen.
Nothing. Does that include your hot flashes?
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
So nothing's impossible to you anymore, right? Nothing. But look what he said. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Uh-oh, you might have to pray and fast a little bit.
That's
you can
not a problem. We do.
Y'all can handle that.
Oh, yeah.
Praise the Lord. See, if you pray and fast, what did Jesus say is impossible with us?
Nothing.
Nothing. Don't you think it's time we start believing Him?
Amen.
Yeah. It's just like Cheryl, my lovely bride up here.
Somebody just asked me about this. Someone just asked about hormones.
Okay, yeah. She had, because of sin in her life as a young woman that she didn't know about, she had to have a hysterectomy herself when she was about 30. And from that day forth, the doctor said, you will be on hormones all your life. So she went through a hysterectomy. They put her on hormones, and she had only been on those for nearly 30 years. Almost. 27 or 6, what it was. 26 years she had been on those things. And then I came into her life. And I told her, you don't have to be there no more. We can take the Word of God, we can pray over that, and God will stabilize your body, and you won't never have to have another hormone in your life. See, Jesus said in Matthew 18:19, again, I tell you that two of you on earth agree about what?
Anything.
Anything? What do y'all not understand about? Anything. If two of you on earth agree about what?
Anything.
My brother, I think anything means anything. Okay, so me and you both look like we might be elders of the church by this time, right?
That's where we look.
That's just because we look like we're elders don't mean we're elders, right, brother? But if Jesus said it, I'm just simple enough to believe He meant what He said, don't you? So I prayed with Cheryl. We get together, we pray, I rebuke that thing and command her body to line up where she don't never have to have no more hormone medicine at all. Because Jesus said, if two of us on earth agree about anything, it shall be done. So guess what she did? She threw away her medicine. She said, I don't need it no more. Praise God. I ain't never going to take no more. I'm taking this for 26 years. It's over. I don't need it. Jesus has healed me. And guess what? She ain't had another problem. And of course, that's just that same verse. I mean, one night, whenever we were going together, I say going to the first date we ever had, after I'd asked her to marry me, you know, a week later, that's called, oh, God, you know, I mean, I normally don't do business like this, you know. But when God spoke to her and spoke to me both, and all within a 24-hour period, and told us we were supposed to get married, well, then I asked her, and she said yes. And so then a week later, we had our first date. And so we're sitting out in the car talking about this. You know, that's not, I mean, the average person, my son says, Dad, you mean you ask a woman to marry you? I said, yes. He said, I didn't know you were dating anybody. I said, well, I'm not. He said, you don't ask somebody to marry you till you date them. I said, oh, you do if God tells you, son. You do what God says. And so, anyway, we did it God's way. And so, of course, on our first date, we were sitting out in front of a restaurant there talking. One night, we sat out there till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Now, y'all thought only young people did that. But, you know, we're still young. You know, we're just teenagers by heart. So we're sitting there talking about each other. She's sitting on her side of her car. I'm sitting on the other side. And we're just talking because I don't know anything about her and she don't know anything about me. So we're trying to learn about each other. You were going to get married in a few days, you know, or a few weeks. And I'd like to know what she likes, what she don't likes, and the same thing about me. And so we're sitting there talking, and all of a sudden she cranks the car. I said, what are you starting the car for? Are you going somewhere? She says, no, but I got to have some heat. My feet and legs are cold. I said, but it's not cold tonight. She said, well, it is to me. I said, how long have you had this problem? She said, 56 years. I said, okay, you don't have to have it anymore. What did Matthew 18:19 say? What did it say, brother? I mean, what did he really say? Again, I tell you, there's two of...
She doesn't have to be cold.
Hey, okay, again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree about anything, now this is to the obedient church, right? Jesus is talking to His obedient children. You know, under the law, He said, if you will hearken to everything I say and be obedient and do everything I tell you, I will take all sickness and disease away from you. Did He not? Well, don't you think under the new covenant with better promises, with all these great and precious promises that we got, if we're obedient to do what He said, don't you think He meant what He said?
Amen.
Well, see, I'm just simple enough to believe the King meant what He said.
So I told her, I said, why don't you just take your shoes off and swing your feet? She had on slacks. I said, take your shoes off, swing your feet over the pedestal, and lay them right here where I can get to them. And I want to caress your knees and your legs down to your feet. And I'm going to ask the Father in Jesus' name, according to Matthew 18:19, to open all the arteries and veins in your legs so they will flow blood perfectly, so you won't have cold legs and feet anymore. I mean, after all, what? I mean, did Jesus say? Did he make me that promise? Matthew 18:19, and again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything, it shall be done for you by my Father in heaven. So, I mean, I just believe the King meant what he said. I mean, that's just one, you know, it's just one. And so I begin to caress her legs, begin to quote the word to the Father, begin to ask him to open the arteries and the veins, and then I thanked him for doing it. I said, now, Cheryl, do you agree with me? Because, see, it is a prayer of agreement, right? If two on earth agree. See, now, I used to wonder why the Lord limited our power to the earth. Again, I tell you that whatever you bind on earth, whatever you loose on earth, whatever two of you on earth agree about. I thought, gee, isn't that amazing? He made us in His image, in His likeness. If He hadn't have said on earth, we would have had dominion and power to create galaxies and planets. But He limited our power to the... Now I'm getting far out there now for some of us. Most of us can't believe we could agree over her legs. Most of us can't agree we could agree over hot flashes. But, you know, when you believe the Word, when you believe Jesus, your lovely bride don't have to have no more hormone medicine. She don't have to have no more problem. In fact, when I'm thanking the Lord, I had my hands way down low in the bottom of her legs where I was feeling skin right down to where her feet were, and they were cold. And I said, now, I thank you, Lord, for letting the blood flow. I said, Cheryl, do you agree? She said, of course I do. I said, well, then thank the King. So he said, in everything with prayer and thanksgiving. So the minute she said, thank you, Lord, for letting my blood flow perfect, immediately her legs and feet got warm in my hands. And from that day to this, she has never had cold feet or legs again. Now, I mean, what did the King say? I mean, don't y'all think it's time that we start believing the Word? I mean, are we all children of the Most High God? I mean, if we're children of the Most High God, if we believe Him, He's the one who made us the promise. Under the New Covenant, I mean, just think. Under the Old Covenant, we read all those places in Exodus and Deuteronomy that if we would be obedient and do what He said, He'd take all sickness and disease away from us. He'd bless our children, and there would be no womb, be barren, or nothing.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.